Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments. Today, Monday, September 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices for December corn down a penny and a quarter at 525 and a half. December wheat down 0.75 cents at 723. And November beans up 2 cents at 1287. We did see a sale this morning, a nice sale of 334,000 metric tons of beans to China. That just kind of makes up for the last couple of days where they didn't do anything after the holidays. We've got the quarterly stocks number on Thursday. People are suggesting that the numbers may be a little bit higher than expected due to the rapid harvest that we're seeing out here. Harvest weather has been great around the Midwest. Looks like it'll hold pretty much most of the week, maybe turning a little bit wetter later in the week. But temperatures, you know, 75 to 85 degrees in much of the country here. Couldn't ask for much more. Crude oil is currently up $1.36 a barrel. You would have thought soy oil would have been stronger on that, but soy December oil was actually down 69 ticks overnight. Northern Argentina remains dry. Brazil has had some good rains in the central part of the country. Had a few rains in Australia. But the wheat, you know, it's hanging in there. It's not, you know, it's down just 0.75 cents overnight. So nobody seems too concerned about that. I think as we move toward the week here, we're going to have the export sales this morning. I think they're still going to be on the light side. Crop progress tonight should show bean harvest and corn harvest moving along at a pretty good clip out here. And I think next week it'll even show bigger numbers. But overall, we're really waiting for the stocks number on the 30th to see if there's any surprises out there. From a technical standpoint, take a look at the charts on December corn. You know, we're just caught between the 50-day average and the 200-day moving average. If we closed under $5, obviously, would be a bearish signal. If we could close it over 540, that would be bullish. But in the meantime, we're just kind of in this 40-cent range here. We need to break out one way or the other. On the bean market, basically the same thing. We're stuck between the 50-day and the 200-day moving average. If we were to close under 1263, that would be a breakout to the downside. If we could close it over 1308, that would be a breakout to the upside. Aside from that, there's just not a whole lot of news. I think the pros are willing to sell the rallies. Yield reports keep pouring in, and for the most part, they seem better than expected, and they expect that the later harvest yields will be much improved over the early yields. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.